Sunday Satsang, October 4th, Radhakund Dham, 2020. We have a question here. Bhakti Rasa Smriti Sindhu, Part 1, Chapter 3, Verse 25 and 26, talks about the sentence of Bhava Bhakti. And he says in this verse, the last line, Jata Bhavankure Jane. He said, I understand this when a microparticle of Bhav germinates by Guru Kripa, the Seva feels the qualities mentioned in this verse. So the person says, I'm living in Vrindavan, and I'm experiencing qualities like this verse. I'm not wasting time. I'm somewhat detached, a taste for holy name, and all this thing. Please understand, please correct my understanding, my experience. The verse in question is the chapter, the Bhava Bhakti chapter, and it's talking about the sentence of Bhav. It says, Jata Bhav Ankure. Ankure means the sprout of Bhav. But he said germinating. These are the sentences of Bhav. You don't get confused by the word Ankur. There's Shantir, Shantir Avyarta Kala Twam, Raktir Manashunyata, Ashabanda Smutkanta, Namagane Sadarushi. Asaktis tad ganakyane, pritis tad vasatisale, it yadayo nubhava sir jata bhavan kurejane. The sentence, it's confusing as it says, these are the anubhavas or the characteristics or sentence of a person who has developed a bud of bhav. Forget the word bud, it means he's at the level of bhava bhakti. He's tolerant, he doesn't waste any time, he's detached from enjoyment, he's prideless, he's confident in the Lord's mercy, he has longing for Krishna, he has taste for chanting Krishna's name, he has attachment to discuss Krishna's qualities, and attachment to living in Krishna's holy dham. And then Rupa Goswami describes each of those qualities. So this is chapter Part 1, Chapter 3, in the Bhava Bhakti chapter. They actually have to back up because the person is saying, oh, I'm living in Vrindavan, I'm feeling love for, I love Vrindavan, I have attachment to her holy name, I feel detached, I must be in Bhava, I must be in the sprout of Bhava. I'm sorry to say this understanding is completely lopsided, completely wrong, because you missed a very important point. In the very beginning of chapter one of Bhakti Rasa Smriti Sindhu, and it talks about the six characteristics of bhakti. This is in chapter one. It says chapter one, Bhakti Rasa Smriti Sindhu, first ocean, eastern division, 1:1:17. First chapter 17th verse. The person is asking a question about Bhava Bhakti, which is chapter 3. But this question obviously has missed this point from the first chapter. Kleshagni Shubhada Moksha Laguta Krit Siddharlabha Sandrananda Vasheshatma Sri Krishna Karshani Shasa. The six characteristics of bhakti are bhakti destroys suffering, bhakti bestows auspiciousness, and one disregard has no concern for liberation, and it's rarely attained, siddharlabha, and it manifests concentrated bliss as the ability to attract Krishna. So these are the six sentences. Then later on, And a little bit later in the chapter, same chapter, chapter 1. This is, that was verse 1:1:17. This is verse 1:1:44. It says that the greatness of bhakti is, we define as six characteristics. Two qualities appear in each type of bhakti. So there's sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. So Jiva Goswami comments on 1:1:44. The first two qualities are the six characteristics of bhakti, kleshagni and shubhada, which means it destroys suffering and inauspiciousness and bestows auspiciousness, shubhada. These are qualities that belong to sadhana bhakti. And these two qualities, plus two more, belong to bhava bhakti. The two distinguishing qualities of bhava bhakti are moksha lagutakrit and siddhurlabha. So if one attains bhava bhakti, his life is all auspicious and all suffering is destroyed. And then the third quality is he doesn't care anything about liberation, doesn't care about rebirth, he's satisfied with rebirth, just wants to serve Krishna, generally, birth after birth. Serve Krishna. And then another quality of bhava bhakti is siddhurlabha. This is a key word. If one had remembered this verse, he wouldn't ask this question. I'm living in Vrindavan for 5-10 years. I like the chant. I'm attached to Krishna's name. I love the holy dham. I think I went on the threshold of bhava. Siddhurlabha. It's very rare, very, very rare to attain bhava bhakti. Takes lifetimes of practice. It's not so easy. So the person understanding is wrong because this is a sentence of bhava. These are sentences of bhava. It just says jata bhavankure jane. This means that this ankure means the sprout of bhava is taking birth. Sprout of bhava means brav. Forget the word sprout. Then Rupa Goswami defines each of the qualities he mentioned. And then it's the first one is shantir. Shantir means one is undisturbed even when there's a cause of disturbance. He's always reserved and perseverant. An example is Parikshit. Even if he was about to die, death was there, he wasn't disturbed. He was peacefully hearing Harikatha. Another quality is avyarta kalatvam, not wasting time. Detachment. Then it says virakti, detachment, indifference to material enjoyment. Detachment means having a natural distaste for objects of the senses. A natural distaste means the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the skin have a distaste or not, they're not interested in material beauty, words, smell, taste, or touch. So detachment is the cause and distaste is the effect. So this doesn't come so easy. And Maharaj Bharat is the example of detachment. He gave up a beautiful wife, a kingdom, children, enormous empire. He gave them up just like one gives up stool after evacuating. Man shunyata, pridelessness, means unassumingness. In spite of having a high position, one remains humble. To cherish no pride or vanity despite one's superiority is called man shunyata. Example is King Bhagirathi. That he went to beg at the house of his enemies. Ashabanda. Ashabanda means confidence, firm hope, positive hope, firm assumption one will attain Krishna, unshaken belief that one will realize God. Ashabanda. And then Smutkanta, longing. Longing means having intense greed for attaining the service of Krishna. Anxious longing, intense longing for attaining the supreme object of one's spiritual desires. And it gives an example from Karnamrita. My eyes always hanker to see the world enchanting, tender age Krishna Braj. Krishna's dark eyebrows are slightly curved. Krishna's eyelashes are thick and dense. Krishna's two eyes are always restlessly looking for those who are attached to him. Krishna's gentle talk is exceptionally soft. His sweet nectarine crimson lips, the inexplicable sweet music of his faultless flute maddens everyone. Another symptom of Bhava is Nam Gane Sadaruchi, Madhura Swara Kanti Bala. A taste for chanting the name of the Lord. Here's an example. This is one Braja Gopi meets Krishna and reports to Krishna about Radha's condition in separation from him. O Govinda, listen. Today a young girl with a sweet voice, whose lotus eyes are streaming with tears, is singing your names. That's Radharani. Crying and singing. This is what it means. This is a definition of your bhava, then you have ashru, prem ashru, you have tears. Sada gane nam gane sadaruchi. The taste at the level of bhava means that you're crying when you're chanting Krishna's name. Tadganakyane asakti, attachment to discussing Krishna's qualities. The other one, the last comment. Vasate stale priti means love to live in the holy Dham of Vrindavan. And there's a prayer from Padyavali, a sadhaka, praise. A sadhaka who comes to Vrindavan, he prays like this. Oh, when will I be fortunate enough to wander about Mathura Mandala, Rajamandala? Tears will drop from my eyes as my ears drink the ambrosial words flowing from the mouths of the elderly Brijavasis, who will point out to me different Lila styles, saying, here, look, here is the palace of Nanda Maharaj. Here Krishna broke the card and vanquished the Shakasura demon. Here the liberator of everyone, Mukunda, was tied up with a rope by Mother Yashoda. So this is the so those qualities of bhava, shanti, remaining peaceful, even when there's cause for anger or mental agitation. Shanti may also be called shama. Avyartha kalatva, not any time is wasted without doing bhajan. It means that one doesn't let a moment pass in vain. He's incessantly engaged in Hari Bhajan. Virakti means one is disinterested in sense gratification. Man sunyata, freedom from pride. Abhiman or pride arises when one identifies with one's wealth, beauty, strength, knowledge, high position, high caste, good family, lineage, etc. Man sunyata means being free from pride in spite of possessing such material qualifications. Ashabandha, the bondage of hope, means to engage the mind of bhajan while bound by the unswerving faith that Krishna will certainly bestow his mercy upon me. Utkanta means deep longing. Utkanta, a symptom of bhava, is extreme greed to attain one's heart's desire. Nam Sadaruchi means one is incessantly chanting Nam with faith, as Sri Nam Bhajan is the highest and best of all types of bhajan. Asakti Sadganakyane means attachment to describing the transcendental qualities of Krishna. No matter how much one hears about Krishna's qualities, one's never become satiated. He never falls asleep when hearing Harikatha, or never falls asleep while reading Shastra. This is bhava, symptom of bhava. The attachment to hearing goes on increasingly, incessantly, and one never stops wishing to hear more and more. So this tad vasati stali priti, love to live in place of Krishna's pastimes. When one tours the holy dham with a tirth guru and hears about the leelas of Krishna and the different leelas stalis, by hearing such sweet talks full of praying from the mouths of the Brijvasis, the Bhava Bhakta's body will thrill with goosebumps, his heart will become overwhelmed with bliss, and tears will trickle from one's eyes. In this way, a Bhava Bhakta performs Parikrama Braj and visits all Krishna's pastime places. This is what it means, affection for the places where Krishna performed his pastimes. So the tendency to condition soul for self-delusion is quite thick. We always have idea, I'm really advanced. I'm already at the level of bhava. It takes many lifetimes of practicing bhakti bhajan. As I said in the beginning of Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in his first chapter, says Sudurlabha. To attain Bhava Bhakti is rare, not only rare, Durlabha, it's Sudurlabha, means very, very rare. So we try our best doing sadhana bhakti, because generally one attains bhava by vaidhi sadhana is one way of attaining bhava, one type of bhava, another type of bhava is by raganuga bhakti. And it was also very rare, it rarely happens when one gets Krishna's mercy, from the mercy of some great devotee. Basically, we attain bhava as there are many lifetimes of continuous sadhana abhyas, hard labor of bhakti bhajan. Bhakti bhajan is hard, it's difficult, it's a struggle. Every day we do our sadhana, our regulated sadhana, our chanting, our japa, our jhampa sakya, our fixed number of rounds, and studying shastra and worshipping Thakur and doing manasi seva, guru seva, hari seva, vaishnava seva. It's a difficult life, but it's full of happiness at every step, and it gets more and more joyful as our consciousness gets more and more pure. Our mind becomes more peaceful and free from anxiety and undisturbed. And you start to relish the practice of bhakti. But bhava bhakti, to think, oh, I'm here, I'm living 10 years in Braj, I'm a bhava bhakti. It's wishful thinking, it's a nice idea, but it's far, far, far away from even a glimmer of the truth. It'll take a long time, many lifetimes. In other words, when it's going to be a long ordeal. You have to get ready for it. You have to be patient. One of the qualities of bhakti bhajana is patience. Dharya. Utsa nishchaya dharya. Steadiness, enthusiasm, and patience. Without patience, you can't accomplish anything of any merit in this life. Patience is required. Nothing happens overnight. So it's nice to be familiar with nine symptoms of bhava, but to exhibit them by the true definition of each of those symptoms, we have a lot of homework to do, and a lot of bhajan to do. Come to that great position of bhava bhakti. Jai Guru Dev. Jai Radhe Shyam.